Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the sports break for July 13th, and we're going to talk about some of the greatest events in sports history that happened on this date and the players that did it in team sports. And we're going to try to bring you into their world with their uniform numbers. And the uniform numbers we're going to talk about today are the numbers 3, 38, 30, and number 25. July 13th, 1896, the Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Ed Delhanty became the second major league player to have ever hit four home runs in a single game as the Phillies lose 9-8 to Chicago Colts at the Westside Grounds in Chicago, Illinois. July 13th, 1919, it was truly a frustrating day for a pitcher. The Boston Red Sox pitcher Carl Mays walked off the mound right after the second inning in a game against the Chicago White Sox, where they lambasted the pitcher for four runs in the first inning, and he was blaming his teammates for lack of support as he walked off the mound, as they had two errors in that first inning. The game ended with Chicago winning by the score of 14-9. Mays is always portrayed in pitcher as sort of a hothead and a dark figure, perhaps for reasons as he was in this story. Now, in a famous photo of him, he is sort of hunched over and turned away from the camera so that just his back is showing, his face partially hidden from view with just a few of his eyes peering towards the viewer. It's very sinister. It's kind of explanatory because Mays had a very miserable childhood as his father passed away when he was just 12 years old, leaving his mother to raise and care for seven children in the home. Later, when pitching for the Yankees, Mays used his very unpredictable submarine pitch against Cleveland's popular star player Ray Chapman, and the combo of the fast-moving pitch that was kind of, you know, unreliable where it was going to go, along with Chapman crowding the plate, the ball nailed the hitter in the head, eventually killing him. Mays insisted he didn't mean to hit Chapman, and even fellow ball players remarked how Chapman would typically crowd the plate. However, it forever shadows his career along with his nasty submarine pitch. July 13th, 1934, New York Yankees number 3 Babe Ruth hit his 700th career home run against the Detroit Tigers. July 13th, 1963, future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Early Win number 38 of the Cleveland Indians won his 300th and last MLB game at the age of 43. And we go to July 13th, 1979, and it's quite improbably to happen once, but twice in the same day, California Angels pitcher Nolan Ryan wearing number 30 and Boston Red Sox hurler Steve Ranko in his number 25 jersey each lost what would be up to that point no-hit decisions in the ninth inning. Last inning, three more outs to go, and hits come off of them, losing those no-hitters. Both pitchers happened the same day, Ryan and Ranko. Just unbelievable history, just July 13th, and it's all full of great sports action. You can find more great sports history and more stories on sportshistorynetwork.com, where we have 26 to 27 different podcasters just bringing you all they can on sports history. We also have the jerseydispatch.com, the home site for this podcast, where we have more than just these dailies. We have all kinds of all team sports. We try to go through all the different uniforms and the greatest players of each uniform jersey in the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MLB, all of them we're trying to cover, and we do it just for you, bringing out the greatest athletes that ever wore the jersey numbers. And we also have some great history on jersey numbers as well for each of those sports. You can also, if you're really interested in football, pigskindispatch.com is the place to be, your portal to all things positive in football history. We have some great specials going on there. We have a super duper looking search box where you can search just about anything, have that portal to look back at football history on almost any topic that you would like to in the world of football. So We hope you had a great day today learning about some football history. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. And don't forget, we have a special with Manscaped.com. You can get 20% off and free worldwide shipping by using the code DISPATCH20 when you do check out. Manscaped, it's, your balls will thank you for using it. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.